Bone marrow. Updated nutrient analysis of a delicious high-fat superfood by Janine Farzan. Article summary. Nearly every culture in history consumed bone marrow. From the Arctic to Africa, Australia to Asia, marrow was either eaten directly or used in preparations. The USDA nutrient database had only one marrow sample, from caribou, with limited data. WAPF conducted a full nutrient panel from a grass-fed, grass-finished beef sample to learn more about the profile of this prized superfood. Because marrow is mostly fat, it is low in most water-soluble vitamins and minerals, typically found in higher quantities in cuts of red meat and organ meats. The beef sample had all the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K2. In fact, it had more vitamin D than a glass of fortified milk. Our sample had less iron than what was previously reported, consistent with the lower quantities of water-soluble minerals. However, this could have been due to the type of marrow, red versus yellow. Marrow is mostly comprised of stable long-chain fats, structural fats for cell membranes, hormone precursors, and long-term energy from palmitic, oleic, and stearic fatty acids. Marrow has trace amounts, why 1% in total, of all the very long-chain omega-3 fats, including ALA, EPA, and DHA. It is difficult to synthesize these powerful contributors to brain health on our own. It's best to eat them in food. Marrow can be enjoyed raw, in sauces and broth, roasted with salt and herbs, in braised osso buco shanks, or hidden in custards and ice cream. See Simple Marrow Recipes for All Ages. My generation was taught to fear animal fats, to believe that the original foods that built strong bones, vibrant skin, and resilient immune systems were dangerous. But real traditional animal fats are not a threat. They are essential for proper cell formation, hormone production, and lasting health. In fact, Dr. Weston A. Price found that healthy, non-industrialized peoples especially valued high-fat animal foods like marrow, kidney fat, and brain. This article revisits the ancestral importance of marrow along with Dr. Weston A. Price's original findings. It includes the results of a recent laboratory analysis of the nutrients in beef bone marrow, sponsored by the Weston A. Price Foundation. Finally, several easy, delicious recipes are provided to bring marrow back to the modern kitchen. Marrow's ancestral importance and Dr. Price's findings. Bone marrow is an energy-dense, fat-rich food. As scavengers, early humans were able to access bone marrow from carrion or the carcass remains of animals killed by wolves or lions. Using primitive stone tools, they could break large bones to access the rich marrow. As hunting evolved with spears, humans became apex predators. Yet, even with blood, visceral fat, organs, and muscle meat available, they continued to take the time and energy to harvest the rich marrow from inside large bones. With its high-fat, low-protein ratio, marrow served as a crucial source of calories for humans, especially when other fatty foods were scarce. This dominant fat profile is significant because it complements leaner wild meats. Anthropologists note that hunter-gatherers often combined lean muscle meat with fatty marrow to achieve a nutritionally balanced diet. The solid storage properties of saturated fat meant that marrow could also provide pantry staples even before pantries existed. People could store the bones by wrapping them in skin to prevent rotting. Weeks later, they could remove the dried skin for a ready-to-go, high-calorie snack or meal. They also mixed marrow and other fats with lean, dried meats to form a nutrient-rich, high-calorie, shelf-stable, and easy-to-transport food now generally known as pemmican. Both traditional hunter-gatherer and pastoral societies prized bone marrow as a sacred superfood with high nutritive value. In his 1939 landmark book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, Dr. Price noted the value of marrow to indigenous tribes in the far north. He reported that tribes in northern Canada would go to great lengths to obtain marrow from moose and caribou. Among the First Nations peoples living in the Rocky Mountain Range, Dr. Price observed that much of the muscle meat of the animals was fed to the dogs, while the organs and fat were reserved for human nutrition. Notably, skeletons were rarely found. The skeletal remains are found as piles of finely broken bone chips, cracked up to obtain as much as possible of the marrow and nutritive qualities of the bones. In other words, no carcass was left with marrow intact. Every limb bone was smashed for marrow extraction. These northern peoples, living on extremely protein-heavy diets, mostly big game, recognized the fact that marrow fat was essential. They even used bone marrow as an infant food and milk substitute. Dr. Price noted, "An important part of the nutrition of the children consisted in various preparations of bone marrow, both as a substitute for milk and as a special dietary ration. This practice aligns with the nutritional need for fat in infancy and demonstrates ancestral knowledge of marrow's value." Nutrient analysis. The only sample of marrow in the USDA Standard Reference Legacy Database, last published in 2018, is a sample of raw caribou marrow from 2004. It contains nutrient values for protein, fat, carbohydrates, and ash. Vitamins and minerals listed include iron, phosphorus, thiamine, niacin, and vitamin A. Is this a comprehensive list of nutrients in marrow, or is this caribou marrow data incomplete? To answer this question, the Weston A. Price Foundation sponsored a laboratory nutrient analysis of beef marrow at the Eurofins Nutritional Analysis Testing Center in Des Moines, Iowa. We obtained our marrow sample from Parker Pastures, which raises grass-fed, grass-finished beef in Gunnison, Colorado. The samples used in testing were extracted from nearly 30 pounds of femur bones, yielding nearly 3.5 pounds of raw marrow. All the nutrient values are per 100 grams, G. For reference, we calculated an average of 45 grams of marrow in 1 pound of marrow bones. 100 grams of marrow could be obtained from 2.2 pounds, 35 ounces, of marrow bones. On average, a store-bought 32-ounce bag of marrow bones yields about 90 grams of marrow. Fat and protein. The USDA lists 84 grams fat and 7 grams protein in the 2004 caribou sample, with no carbohydrates or moisture noted. Our 100-gram sample of beef marrow consisted of 86 grams of fat and 1 gram of protein, with cholesterol, 152 milligrams, and moisture, 9 grams, making up the difference. The sample also had a trace amount, 0.35 gram of carbohydrates, that are likely from matrix sugars called glycosaminoglycans. This contradicts the assumption that marrow is purely fat and protein. As our analysis shows, bone marrow is very low in protein, but shines nutritionally because it delivers a unique profile of healthy fats, predominantly long-chain fatty acids, that serve critical roles far beyond calories. Table 1. These anti-inflammatory fats support nearly every organ of the body and promote cell communication. Most of marrow's fat is in the form of long-chain monounsaturated and saturated fat, long-chain fatty acids, LCFAs, C14, C22, making it stable, nourishing, and highly bioavailable. These are the structural fats for cell membranes, hormone precursors, and long-term energy. In addition, marrow includes small amounts of medium-chain fatty acids, MCFAs, C6, C12, quick-burning fats that are rapidly absorbed and used for energy, and trace amounts of very long-chain fatty acids, greater than C22, that are important for building specialized tissues in the brain and retina. Our data show that marrow is an important source of omega-3 fatty acids, nearly 1%, 0.85%, including ALA, alpha-linolenic acid, EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and DH-doxahexaenoic acid, docosahexaenoic. Omega-3s play a crucial role in heart health, as well as building brain cells, increasing cognitive function, and reducing inflammation. ALA, typically found in nuts and seeds, is an essential fatty acid, a type of fat that your body needs but cannot synthesize on its own. EPA and DHA, considered conditionally essential because they are hard for the body to make, come from seafood, organ meats, and egg yolks. The dominant oleic acid, omega-9, is the same fat, table 2, that makes olive oil heart healthy, without the high omega-6 burden that many vegetable oils bring. Saturated palmitic and stearic acids are preferred fuels for many tissues, and stearic acid, in particular, may support mitochondrial fat burning and even metabolic flexibility. These long-chain fats are needed for building brain tissue, skin, hormones, and immune cell membranes. Ruminant trans fats, like vaccinic acid, have neutral or even beneficial effects compared to synthetic trans fats. Some convert in the body to CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which is anti-inflammatory and has anti-cancer properties. Amino acid profile. Due to the high fat content of marrow, the building blocks of protein amino acids appear only in small quantities, Table 3. Yet, marrow does contain glycine, proline, and glutamic acid, which together form the backbone of cartilage and gelatin. Additionally, marrow and connective tissues are rich in building blocks, like glycine and proline, that naturally include glucosamine and chondroitin. Marrow likely contains these compounds, but we did not specifically test for them. They matter because they are major players in joint lubrication, cartilage maintenance, and anti-inflammatory pathways. They are the reason why bone broth and marrow have reputations as joint foods. This suggests that marrow, especially slow-cooked or in broth, will release glycosaminoglycans like glucosamine and chondroitin. Vitamin and mineral profile. Marrow is low in most vitamins and minerals compared to organs such as liver or heart and muscle meat. Compared to the USDA's legacy data on caribou marrow, however, our beef marrow sample had higher values of most fat-soluble vitamins, including vitamins D, E, and K2. Vitamin D was not reported at all in the caribou sample, but our sample had a meaningful quantity, 1 cup, 264 grams. A vitamin D fortified whole milk has 2.39 micrograms of vitamin D, which is slightly less than we found in 100 grams of marrow, 2.95 micrograms. Our analysis also found trace amounts of vitamin K1 and K2. Analysis confirmed small amounts of vitamins A and E in both samples. Our sample had trace amounts of several minerals not previously reported. However, it had a lower value for iron. Otsini. Table of 5. This may be due to the type of marrow used in testing. A higher than expected value for calcium may be due to microbone content in the marrow sample. Bone marrow comes in two forms, red marrow and yellow marrow. Red marrow is responsible for producing blood cells and is rich in iron and other minerals, giving it a deep red color. Yellow marrow, by contrast, is primarily composed of fat cells and serves as an energy reserve, appearing pale and creamy. As animals and humans age, much of their red marrow naturally converts to yellow, especially in the long bones like the femur and tibia. This shift reflects a reduced need for rapid blood production and a greater emphasis on energy storage. While the caribou sample location is undisclosed, this distinction may explain the low iron content seen in our testing of beef bone marrow. The marrow commonly harvested from beef femurs and shanks. The types typically sold for roasting is mostly yellow marrow. Because yellow marrow contains very few blood-forming cells compared to red marrow, it has significantly less iron. In contrast, marrow from bones like the vertebrae, ribs near the spine, pelvis and ends of long bones, near joints, retains more red marrow in adulthood and would naturally have a higher iron concentration. The best source of iron will be liver or red meat. If you are seeking marrow with a richer iron profile, younger animals and marrow ends may be best. The vertebrae, neck bones, ribs close to the spine, or pelvic bones may also have more red marrow. Look for bones that are more porous and reddish inside visual cues that signal red marrow content, rather than the dense, creamy fat center seen in typical marrow bones. Choline is essential for brain function, liver health, the integrity of cell membranes, and proper nervous system development. Bone marrow does contain choline, but only in small amounts compared to liver, eggs, and meat. Our sample recorded 5.1 milligrams of choline per 100 grams of marrow. This compares with a choline content in eggs of 680 milligrams per 100 grams and 15 milligrams per 100 grams in whole milk. Summary: our recent analysis of marrow nutrients mostly confirmed and expanded the limited data available. Confirming that marrow is predominantly fat, we gained new insights into the fat profile. Marrow contains mostly long-chain fats, but also has trace amounts of omega-3s, very long-chain fats that are essential for brain and immune health. The sample of beef marrow had a small amount of carbohydrates, likely from glycosaminoglycans. Contrary to the assumption that marrow is purely fat and protein, the protein content was lower than previously thought, but still included a robust profile of amino acids that balance muscle meats and support cartilage and gelatin. Our analysis captured more vitamin information than previously, especially vitamin D3, vitamin E, and vitamin K2, MK4, and some minerals, making marrow more valuable nutritionally than the older data suggest. higher than expected calcium values, and lower than expected iron values may be due to the specific samples used for testing, a bodybuilding nutrient. After Dr. Price returned from his travels, he used his nutritional knowledge to reverse dental cavities, support healing of broken bones, and boost immunity in local children. Having documented that a diet low in bodybuilding nutrients was responsible for dental decay, Dr. Price provided one supplemental meal each day to the children participating in a nearby mission. These meals often included marrow-based stews. The following passage describing these meals is so important that I am quoting it in its entirety, even beyond its reference to marrow. The diet provided these children in the supplemental meal was as follows: about 4 ounces of tomato juice or orange juice, and a teaspoonful of a mixture of equal parts of a very high vitamin, natural cod liver oil, and an especially high vitamin butter oil was given at the beginning of the meal. The child then received a bowl containing approximately a pint of a very rich vegetable and meat stew, made largely from bone marrow and fine cuts of tender meat. The meat was usually broiled separately to retain its juice and then chopped very fine and added to the bone marrow meat soup, which always contained finely chopped vegetables and plenty of very yellow carrots. The next course consisted of cooked fruit with very little sweetening and rolls made from freshly milled ground whole wheat and spread with high vitamin butter. The wheat for the rolls was ground fresh every day in a motor-driven coffee mill. Each child was given also 2 glasses of fresh whole milk. The menu varied from day to day by substituting for the meat stew, fish chowder, or organs of animals. Clinically, this program completely controlled the dental caries of each member of the group, as determined by X-ray and explorer examination. With regard to the special nutritional program on this group of mission children, 2 different teachers came to me to inquire as to what had been done to make a particular child change from one of the poorest in the class in capacity to learn to one of the best. Dental caries is only one of the many expressions of our modern deficient nutrition. Without sufficient calories and animal fats, we cannot communicate abundance to our bodies, abundance to our organs, tissues, and cells, and abundance to our hormones or chemical messengers. Indeed, fats play an important role in nutrition, carrying vitamins and minerals throughout the body. Marrow is a nutrient-rich and delicious animal fat that we can bring back to our kitchens to facilitate this work. Indeed, animal fats do more than provide energy. They transport vitamins and minerals throughout the body. Marrow is unique because of its fatty acid profile and the presence of special fat-soluble vitamins, and because it's so easy and delicious to bring it into the modern kitchen. Sidebar: simple marrow recipes for all ages. It is no exaggeration to say that nearly every meat-eating culture in history prized bone marrow. From the Arctic to Africa, Australia to Asia, marrow was either eaten directly or used in preparations. There are dozens, even hundreds, of delicious preparations from the most humble dishes to the most refined. Marrow can be found in a variety of cuts and may be called soup bones, shanks, ossobuco, marrow bones, or canoe-cut marrow bones. What follow are some ideas to get you started. Raw marrow. Dr. Price found that all traditional people cooked animal foods, but also ate some of their animal foods raw. To enjoy raw marrow, first freeze the marrow bones for at least 14 days, then defrost them, and giving a well-placed tap on the narrow end, pop the marrow out from the bone. Alternatively, use a long, skinny utensil like the handle of a spoon, a crab picker, or a tiny espresso spoon to extract it. Enjoy raw or add to compound butter, smoothies, mayonnaise, ice cream, or custard. Find base recipes for any of these ideas online or in nourishing traditions. Marrow broth. Add marrow bones to shiny knuckle bones and meaty neck bones. Cover with cold water, bring to a boil, skim, and keep at a simmer for several hours. Add 1 teaspoon salt per quart of broth. Use in soups or stews. Warm marrow with salt and herbs. Saturated and monounsaturated fats are resistant to oxidation. This means that marrow fats are typically stable, even when cooked at high temperatures, like roasting. However, the glucosamine in marrow, which repairs cartilage, decreases joint inflammation, and improves gut lining, may be heat sensitive above 374 degrees F in dry heat. For this reason, we prefer to roast marrow longer at a slightly lower temperature. Roast marrow bones at 350 degrees, F for 40 minutes until edges are brown and fatty center is soft and tender. Let cool slightly and enjoy. Sprinkle with salt and herbs and eat with a spoon. A variation is to serve plain marrow or marrow mixed into a sauce over steaks, lean meats, warm vegetables, or fresh milled sourdough bread. Slow-cooked marrow, shanks. Put meaty marrow shanks into a casserole dish or heavy pot. Add water to cover the meat two-thirds of the way up. Add some salt, peppercorns, dried herbs to taste, bay leaves, and a sprig of rosemary. Cover and cook in the oven for 5 to 6 hours at 275 degrees F. About 40 to 50 minutes before mealtime, add your choice of vegetables. Variations. Instead of marrow shanks, use any lean roast cut, us, like round roast or heart. Roast marrow, as described above, and garnish with the extracted marrow. Another variation is to use warm spices, a few allspice berries, cloves, and a cinnamon stick, instead of herbs. Add onion, garlic, and bacon to the casserole base. Marrow custard or ice cream. Roast 2 to 5 pounds of marrow bones at 350 degrees, F for 40 minutes until edges are brown and fatty, center is soft and tender. Extract all marrow. Add to a bowl with 3 egg yolks, 2 cups of cream, a pinch of salt, and your favorite flavorings. See below. Blend with an immersion blender. Add to ramekins or casserole to bake custard, or add to your ice cream maker to churn. Flavoring options: savory herbs and sour cream, apple or pumpkin pie spices, vanilla extract and maple syrup, 5 spice powder and peppercorns, star anise, ginger, and fennel, with or without sweetener, turmeric, ginger, and pepper, any sweet or savory spice herb combination,